The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, your host of this podcast that's dedicated to women in their 20s and 30s who are on a journey of becoming the best versions of themselves, creating their dream lives, glowing up, leveling up, becoming her, whatever you want to call it. I feel like there's so many different terms to describe this journey of just becoming the best you that you can be. And in today's episode specifically, I wanted to share some very recent highs and lows that I've been experiencing on my journey of becoming her, because I have been making a lot of changes in my life as of lately. I've been making some drastic lifestyle changes. I've been investing in myself in really big ways, and with that has come a lot of positive things and then some not so positive things. And I've always been super transparent on my journey and just in the journey in general of becoming the best version of yourselves and glowing up. I do feel oftentimes social media does a really, really great job at romanticizing the journey of becoming the best version of you, of glowing up, reinventing yourself, becoming her, entering your grown woman era, etc., etc. And don't get me wrong, I eat that content up all the time. And I also love creating content like that myself because I personally find it very, very motivating and inspiring in my own life. However, I also believe real, raw, honest conversations like the one we're going to have today, and in general, the conversations we have on the podcast are equally as important, because in conversations like this, you are getting the full picture, the full idea of what it takes to actually create your dream life and become the best version of you. That is why I make it a goal of mine, a mission, to be as transparent and honest as possible as I continue to learn and grow in my own journey, as I evolve and become my dream self and the best version of me. I always want to share with you guys the real deal, because yes, I can show you a cute little Instagram post, a cute little vlog here and there, but if I don't show and share like the entirety of what this journey is like, I personally feel like I'm doing my community a disservice. And so I just want to emphasize the importance of these conversations, because as I said, social media does an amazing job at romanticizing this journey of glowing up, of becoming her, of leveling up. And I just want people who choose to embark on this journey to be fully prepared for what's to come, because although there are many beautiful parts to this journey, there are also many, many uncomfortable, difficult aspects as well. And I've touched on these things before in previous episodes, how I've had to unlearn, unpack, heal. I've had to change habits. I've had to work on my mindset and all that. So we've definitely had these types of conversations before. But recently, I've been making some new changes in my life that I've never done before. I've been elevating in ways that I've never elevated before. And with that has come new obstacles and new challenges. So I just wanted to have a conversation with you guys about the recent highs and lows that I've been experiencing as I continue to evolve on my journey of glowing up, of becoming her. And if you are on a similar journey, then this episode is definitely for you. So grab your coffee, your matcha, or even a glass of wine, and let's go ahead and get into today's conversation.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So the first high that I've been experiencing is the power in knowing myself so much more. So this morning I was actually journaling about my early 20s and I couldn't help but think about if I only knew what I know now, I feel like I would have been unstoppable in my early 20s. I probably would have made different choices. I definitely would have trusted myself more. And I just feel like I would have had this unshakable confidence that I definitely didn't have in my early 20s. But I also know that these things come with age and experience, so I'm definitely not judging myself for not knowing what I know now, but I do wonder at times how life might look differently had I had the confidence, the wisdom that I have now. But I'm here now, and that's all that really matters. And as I've continued on this journey of becoming her, I've cultivated this essence of knowing exactly who I am. I know what's for me and I know what isn't, and I'm at peace with that. And I'm very clear on what I want and what my non-negotiables are, and I refuse to settle for anything less. And there's just so much strength in knowing yourself, like really truly knowing yourself and moving through life accordingly. And that can look like negotiating a higher salary without hesitation, or it could look like walking away from a date the moment a red flag shows up, or booking that solo trip just because you want to go and not waiting for anyone to join you. There are so many ways that knowing yourself can really influence your life in such a positive way. And as I said, there is so much power in knowing who you are. And to really get to know who you are and cultivate a strong sense of self-confidence and all that, I think requires asking yourself tough questions, asking yourself really deep questions, and really getting clear on what it is that you desire. And that requires unlearning certain things that maybe you were taught growing up, or unpacking certain behavior, certain experiences, and really taking time to self-reflect on your experiences thus far and applying any lessons that you've gone through into your life, and really being intentional with yourself and your decision making as well. And that's something that I really pride myself on. I feel like I've navigated most of my 20s being very intentional with the choices that I've made in my life. Of course, I've made mistakes. Of course, I've done things that maybe were not the best decision for me. But ultimately, I do feel like even through the messiness of it all, because that is life at the end of the day, it can be messy and complicated and chaotic. But even despite all that, I feel like I really made intentional decisions, and those decisions have led me where I am today and who I am today. So a recent low that I've been experiencing has been getting some pushback. So I've been pretty open recently about the personal changes that I've been making in my life. I've shared how I recently got facial balancing. I've also been making big lifestyle changes and just investing in myself in really big ways. And I personally feel very proud of the decisions and changes that I've made in my life recently, because one, they feel good for me. And also, I know that they're helping me become the best version of myself and helping me become the woman of my dreams. I know when you see someone going through a glow up journey, it can look very glamorous and exciting and motivating, and it is, but there's also other sides to it. And one of the things that happens when you start investing in yourself or making drastic changes to yourself or to your life is facing pushback. I've been facing a lot of pushback, mainly from the people closest to me. And honestly, it's really, really frustrating. I know they mean well, and I think they think they're protecting me or looking out for my best interests. But the truth is, no one knows what's best for you better than you. And God, of course. If I had received this pushback a few years ago, before I truly knew myself, I probably would have second-guessed my decisions. I probably would have started feeling insecure. But because I've built this foundation of confidence and having a strong sense of self, I am not moved by other people's opinions. It's honestly more annoying than anything else, having to just hear opinions that I did not ask for. But what I've come to realize is that as you start leveling up and chasing the next level version of yourself and making big changes in your life, It is very common, especially for the people around you and the people you're closest to start voicing their opinions on what they think you should do or how you should live your life. And sometimes your growth can make other people uncomfortable, especially the people closest to you. Your progress can highlight what they may not yet be ready to confront themselves. So if you're feeling this way as well, just know it's completely normal. Your growth doesn't always have to make sense to anyone else. And again, the people in your life might mean well. They might think they're just looking out for you, but again, only you know what's best for you. And this is a big reason why really knowing yourself is so important, because when you are on this journey, you will receive pushback. You will receive unwanted opinions. You will receive judgment. And if you don't know yourself, it is so easy to be easily moved by the words and opinions of other people. So a recent high that I've been experiencing is realizing that I am already living my dream life. So I actually shared in a recent Instagram stories how I had this realization that I am already living my dream life. From the slow mornings, the freedom to really design my days however I want them to look like, going to Pilates classes, running errands in a cute workout set. These are all the little things that I used to dream about and that are on my Pinterest board. And now they're in my reality. They're happening. I'm living that life. And of course, there are still bigger goals that I'm working towards, but that does not take away from the fact that I am already here. I'm already living the life that I once imagined myself. I feel like this is a good reminder that while we're out chasing the really big things, the dream life that we're waiting for is often in the small everyday moments. That is where your dream life is created. Our life is made up of the little moments as well as the big moments. And if you're always waiting for the big moments to happen, you will never feel like you're living your dream life. So as you're chasing those bigger moments, remember to appreciate and look at the everyday moments in your life. So if you're listening to this and thinking, I'm not there yet, I'm not who I want to be yet, I really encourage you to take a minute and reflect on all the little things that you're already doing that align with the life you want to live. Maybe it's the way you make your coffee in the morning, or maybe it's the fact that you can take a few extra minutes to dedicate to self-care, or the routines that you've created for yourself. We often, myself included, don't give ourselves enough credit for those small everyday moments that we've created in our lives, but they truly are the foundation of the life that you're building. And sometimes we are closer to our dreams than we realize. And that realization earlier this week really just shifted my perspective on everything that I have going on in my life and where I am in life. And I'm like, wow, I'm really doing it. Like, I am really doing it. And it is encouraging and motivating to keep going for those bigger moments, because I have these little moments right now. And another low that I've been experiencing recently, which this isn't really a low, it's just more of a reality check. It just depends on your perspective, but it's the fact that in order to glow up and become her, it costs money, period. Okay. Are there ways to get started on your journey without spending money? Absolutely. There are so many resources available that are completely free that will help you on your journey of leveling up, glowing up. This podcast, for example, it is completely free for you to listen to. Walking outside to get some steps in is free. YouTube University is free. And you better believe that these are tools that I used when I was first starting my glow up journey, and they were exactly what I needed to kind of get this journey started. But eventually I hit a point where I felt like I was plateauing on my glow up journey. And in order to continue growing and leveling up, I knew I had to invest in things that I hadn't before. And that is just how you push past the next level, whether it's furthering your education so you could get a better paying job, or hiring a business coach to help you grow your business, or seeing an esthetician to help you improve your skin, prioritizing your health, starting a side business. All of these things are investments and they cost money. And I think we do ourselves a huge disservice when we pretend that money doesn't play a role in our growth, whether it's our personal growth, our professional growth, physical growth. And I completely understand the whole don't buy into consumerism take. I respect it and I get it. But I also live in the real world. And in the real world, in order to grow and level up into new spaces, you have to spend a little money, and that's just the honest truth. You can agree to disagree, but that's where I stand, and I know firsthand what it's like to want something so badly, whether it's to invest in a coach or go back to school or buy healthier groceries and not have the extra funds to make it happen. I've been there myself many times. And if that's where you're at, my best advice to you is finding little ways to do what you can with what you have right now and getting creative and figuring out how you can fund the next steps of your glow up journey when the time is right. That could mean picking up a part-time job for your beauty maintenance treatments or adjusting your budget so that you can save for a business coach. That is all part of the process if you are not blessed with unlimited funds, like most of us aren't. And again, I've been there myself. I am not ever coming from a place of privilege or having everything handed to me, because I absolutely did not. I was on my own since I was 19 years old. And since then, I've had to figure everything out on my own. Do the best you can with what you currently have in front of you, and also figure out how you can find ways to afford the things that you desire, because there is a way.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So another low that I've been experiencing recently is realizing that the journey of becoming her is not always cute and glamorous, although it might look like it and sound like it. When I think about my best self and living my dream life, I think about my Pinterest board, right? I think about wearing cute outfits and going to cute Pilates classes and drinking coffee with my friends at a very cute coffee shop and driving my dream car and living my dream life and all this glamorous, beautiful things. And yes, that is part of the journey, but actually getting there is a completely different story. Transforming into your best self and glowing up can actually be really ugly. It is physically, emotionally, and spiritually taxing. It is a process. For example, I mentioned how I recently got facial balancing. Now, when I see videos of people getting facial balancing and their before and afters, it looks amazing. It looks beautiful. But what they don't talk about is how the healing process is actually really, really painful and not pretty at all. I talked more about this in my upcoming vlog, if it's not out already, how getting my facial balancing done wasn't painful at all, but the healing process was actually very, very painful, and it was unpleasant, and I was so swollen and bruised, and I was doubting my choices the day after. But that is part of the process. You have to go through the ugly in order to get to the end results. And now that I'm a week in, which, by the way, it takes like a full month to see your results, but I'm a week or so in, and now I'm starting to love the results. But during the time where I was healing, it was very ugly and uncomfortable. The same can go for any other part of the transformation process, whether it's emotionally having to unlearn and unpack and release old versions of yourself, or release old beliefs and having to figure out your new beliefs and identities and peeling back the layers. All of that is so worth it in the end, but when you're actually going through it, it is so uncomfortable and so difficult and so exhausting. And I think that is the part that a lot of people neglect to talk about or even realize when they begin this journey, is we get so focused on the end result, right? We have that Pinterest vision board in our minds of all the pretty things and the way our life is going to look and feel that we forget to acknowledge what we have to go through in order to get to that Pinterest board. And so if you're someone who is about to embark on your journey of becoming her, of glowing up, or maybe you're in it already, I just want to remind you that if and when it gets hard and heavy, because it will, just know it's part of the process. I talked about in my last, I think it was my last episode or an episode or two ago, one of the things that I no longer subscribe to is the idea that I have to suffer unnecessarily, basically making my life harder than it needs to be. And that's 100% true. But what I will stand by is that there is some level of struggle or difficulties that we experience on this journey. And that is true. But I do think, at least in my case, I was suffering unnecessarily. So I just wanted to clarify that so I don't sound like I'm contradicting myself. Quick side note, I just realized that I am not altering between my highs and lows. So please disregard that. But another low that I've been experiencing recently has been facing self-doubt and imposter syndrome. I think one of the most asked questions I get from my community is how to deal with imposter syndrome, which I don't know why you guys are asking me this, because I feel like I am not the right person to ask this question to. But honestly, my real answer to you guys is I don't think imposter syndrome ever really disappears. I don't think you wake up one day and you just feel like you've earned everything. Maybe some people do, I don't know. But I think most of us continue to feel that doubt at some level. But I think what does happen is that you don't fully get over imposter syndrome. I think you get better at quieting that voice in your head, the one that tells you you don't belong here, or you're not deserving of this, or you're not good enough for this. And instead of letting that voice hold you back, you simply learn to move through it and keep going and trust that you do belong, that you are deserving, that you are worthy. And that is where the growth happens. I refuse to let my imposter syndrome define my worth or stop me from stepping into the next version of myself. And just because imposter syndrome shows up doesn't mean you're not on the right path. In fact, I would argue when you are feeling imposter syndrome, it's often a sign that you're pushing yourself to new heights. And that is the reason why your imposter syndrome gets triggered. So let that be a signal that you're actually on the right path, that you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. So another high that I've been experiencing recently and that I'm very much looking forward to continue experiencing is finding a community that gets you. Before I get into that, though, I think it's important to mention how when you begin to evolve and grow, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes includes outgrowing certain people in your life. Doesn't necessarily mean that you cut them out of your life completely. Maybe it just means that the dynamic of your relationship changes, or maybe it means you're just not as close. Oftentimes, when you embark on this journey, your relationships around you will change, especially if the people around you are not on a similar journey. And that's just a natural part of life. It happens when you get married and maybe all of your friends are single, or if you become a parent for the first time and all of the people around you don't have kids, or vice versa. It happens all the time in life in many different ways. That has been a very difficult part of the journey for me specifically, but what's made it so sweet in the end is actually finding a community of people that see you, that support you, that understand you, and that get you. They understand your struggles, they understand your dreams and your journey. And when you find your people, whether it's online, through work, or in your personal life, it's like everything clicks into place. This area of life has been the most challenging, but also the most rewarding. Another low for me has been the struggle of balancing my ambition and my drive with the need to rest, slow down, or even just simply enjoy life. And I know my super ambitious women out there will resonate with this struggle, but it's really, really hard when you have big goals and big visions for yourself and you know exactly where you want to be and go. And it's hard to rest or to focus on anything other than that when you feel like you have so much that you need to accomplish. But what I've learned on my journey is that you can work on your goals and still enjoy yourself. In fact, working on your goals should be enjoyable as well. But at the same time, you can still make time for fun and living your life or just resting. And it's not one or the other. other. It doesn't have to be if you don't want it to be. And for a very long time, I had that all or nothing mindset. Either I was super, super focused on my goals and my ambitions, or I completely was not focused at all and was undisciplined. But now I feel like I have a better balance between working on my goals and the bigger picture, but also remembering to enjoy the everyday little moments, and the journey just feels more enjoyable that way. And I think it's also more sustainable to have that balance. And I've used this analogy before many, many times, but it's almost like driving a car. In order for your car to last long and to get you places and to do what it needs to do, it's important to tune up your car. Get a regular maintenance checkup on it so that your car can last you a very long time. And we are the same way.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I just have a few more words before we end off today's episode. And another major high for me on this journey has been feeling very proud of my journey. There is absolutely no better feeling than doing something and doing it your way and becoming who you always knew you were capable of becoming. That's definitely one of my biggest highlights of my journey thus far. And it's one thing to do what someone says you should do and check off all the boxes and you do what you're told, but it's another thing to really carve out your own path, do it your way, succeed at it, feel fulfilled in doing what you're doing, and be so proud of yourself for doing it your own way. And something else that I feel is important to remember is that you do not have to stay the same person you were yesterday or even last year. The more that I've embraced change, the more I realize it's not only okay to evolve, but it's absolutely necessary. There's no one way to be, and you're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to change your lifestyle and your priorities, your dreams, just because you had a certain vision and goal for yourself at one point in your life. It doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. A great example of this in my own life is a few years ago when I became certified as a life coach. I had a vision for myself and I thought that my path included having a successful coaching business and being a life coach and having clients that I worked with. And I did that and it was fulfilling for a while until it wasn't. And when it started not being fulfilling for me anymore, that was very difficult because I thought, well, this is the vision that I had in my mind. This is the goal that I made for myself. And that was one of those moments in my life when I realized it's okay to change my mind. It's okay to not want something that I thought I used to want. At one point, that was what I wanted, and it did feel good, and I did love doing it until I no longer love doing it. And I'm so grateful I gave myself permission to change my mind. And in that change, that led me to pivoting into focusing on creating content more and focusing on my podcast more. And I'm so glad that I gave myself that permission. I changed my mind because I am a million times more fulfilled and happier doing what I'm doing now than when I was a coach. And I think I would be very, very unhappy had I not made this decision. So let this be a reminder that you're allowed to change your mind about what you want, your goals, how you want to live, who you want to be. You can reinvent yourself as many times as you desire, and there's no one that can tell you you cannot. The journey of becoming her is a process of constant reinvention. And something else that I really want you to take away from today's episode is that it gets better. life gets better, and then it gets better, and then it gets better than better. Things just get better the more you become her, the more you evolve, the more you grow, the more you know yourself, the more you make aligned decisions, the more you live intentionally. Life truly gets better, and it gets even better than you can ever imagine. And I am speaking from firsthand experience of not really having high expectations or hopes for my life, to having the courage to desire more, to now feeling like the world is literally my oyster and I can be and do anything that I want and anything is possible at any given moment. And so those are some of my recent highs and lows that I've been experiencing currently on this journey of becoming her, of glowing up at this point in my life. And I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode, or at least you were able to give some sort of insight of what it's really like to be on this journey of glowing up. There are some beautiful moments, there are some difficult moments, but in the end, I can say that it is all truly worth it. But that is all. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you're interested in checking out any of our sponsors for today's episode, everything will be linked in the show notes. And share this episode with anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation. That is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.